All right. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jan Lüscher. I'm the Chief Executive Officer here at Small World, and I would like to welcome everyone to this earnings call for our 2024 H1 results. You will have noticed that we've moved to a new setup, to Zoom for this call, which allows us to use video and live stream of the slides. And we hope that will make it easier for you and more interesting for you to follow my explanations of this business update. We have muted all participants at this stage, but we will, of course, allow participants to ask questions during our Q&A session at the end. For full transparency, I also have Daniel Sutter here in the room with me, just making sure that everything goes smoothly. You can't see him, but just in case you see me interacting with somebody, you know who that is. For the presentation or the structure of the presentation, that will stay the same as we had previously. We will provide you a quick overview of the financial and operational highlights for the first 6 months, and I will give you additional context from a business point of view so you can better understand the headline numbers and where the business stands today. And as mentioned, then we will finish up the short Q&A section at the end, where you have a chance to ask some questions. So thanks to our new Zoom setup, you'll be able to see the presentation, as I said, right on screen. But if you prefer, you can still download the presentation from our corporate website. The corporate website, of course, is www.smallworldag.com. Once you're on the site, you will have to navigate to a section called Investors and then select the submenu Investor Documents, where you will find a document titled 2024 H1 Results Presentation, which is the document I will use for this call. So great, let's jump right in then. And since we have a lot to get through on today's call, I will skip the first three slides. And we'll go straight to the financial highlights on page number five. Gonna follow along here. So in short, the first 6 months of 2024 were another record period for us in terms of sales, and they were the strongest 6 months on record for us. EBITDA came in at 0.9 million, which is 10% lower compared to the same period last year, but still higher than what we had initially anticipated. And if you compare the 0.9 million EBITDA to our full year guidance of 1 to 1.2 million, you will see that we have already achieved 90% of our full year EBITDA guidance, which we are, of course, quite happy about. Net income was up 2% as well, similar to the sales, and earnings per share came in at 0.04 Swiss francs per share. At the same time, we have also reduced about 1 million of debt from our balance sheet during the last 6 months, and our cash position by the end of June stood at 2 million. So overall, we are very happy with where we stand right now, especially since this year is an investment year. With the new membership model for Small World just around the corner and several other investments impacting our income statement as well. So we have to see the numbers in this context. Then the graphics on page six are putting these results into historical context by showing you the key metrics of our five most recent half-year results. In terms of sales, you can see how our H1 outperformed the same period last year, which was our previous record period with 11.5 million. So we upped that to 11.7 million this year for the first 6 months. And you can see the continued growth in members, which was up 6% compared to year sorry, to the end of June last year. EBITDA, as I mentioned, slightly down by 10%. But as we've expected, a lower figure, and as we said, we have already reached 90% of our annual guidance. This is actually quite a good outcome. So overall, very positive results, and it highlights our ability to grow the company profitably, even during an investment period. Moving on to the operational highlights for the period on page seven, I want to highlight the continued strong demand for the Small World Premium memberships, namely the Prestige and the Signature memberships, which come with Miles & More and Emirates Air Miles. Further, the travel business has been growing as well. We've seen a 29% increase in stays from the Small World Collection, our online hotel booking platform, and also from a Small World Private, which we had renamed to a Small World Bespoke Travel during this period. And that part also contributed positively to our growth in travel. Costs were largely contained. We've seen a 2% increase in direct costs, and we've seen a 3% increase in personal expenses. And obviously, this being an investment period, like I said, investments have been made into the new membership model, into technology and also in staff, into growing our travel setup. And we've also made a few key hires in marketing. And I will talk about that a bit later as well. So we then moving on to page number nine, where I would like to talk a bit about the five most important initiatives that we're working on right now, just to give you additional context of where the business is headed and where we stand with progress against those key initiatives. This slide will give you a quick overview of these five initiatives, and then we'll use the slides thereafter to give you a bit more detail on each one of them. But staying on this slide for a second, the first key initiative is the new membership model for the Small World community with the intent to drive sustainable member growth. The second one, which goes almost hand in hand with it, is the refinement of the Small World brand, where we want to position Small World as a stronger luxury travel brand. Third initiative is to build scale in travel, where we want to grow our online and offline travel business. And initiative number four is to expand our product range with the goal to add more products to our portfolio to have more things to sell and drive our revenue. And initiative number five is to reduce debt. And obviously, we want to reduce debt directly to strengthen our balance sheet, but also reduce the interest burden that comes with having debt on the balance sheet. So those are the five key initiatives that we are focused on, have been focusing on, will continue to focus on. And I just want to give you a quick update on where we stand on each one of those. So if we then go to the membership model, the first initiative, and you can see with the one and the top left of the slide, which corresponds to the initiative, we are in the middle of an ongoing transformation of our business model. And I've used this slide before, where we look back a few years and where we started our journey with a Small World as a starting point and the target state that we want to move to. We have sort of shifted in terms of business core from a single core where we were just selling the membership for the Small World community to multi-core business. And we have a group of businesses with multiple revenue streams by now. That obviously goes Sorry, with multiple businesses. And that goes hand in hand with what I just mentioned in terms of revenue streams. This has also grown from selling the Small World basic membership to also selling premium memberships, selling other services. So we don't rely just on one source of income, but multiple sources. And the last point is to grow the community size or our customer base from a small community to a larger community, which obviously there we haven't moved in steps, but like we have sort of tried to advance all of them at the same time. But with the new membership model, we're really targeting this last point to increase the community size. So and bringing this new membership model to life quite soon will actually complete this ongoing business model transformation, at least in its core initial step. So what are we going to do when we say we introduce a new membership model? So the most important point is that we will introduce a free ASW membership, and the initiative is targeted, or the go live for the new membership model is early November. It might fluctuate a bit. Maybe can bring it a bit earlier. Maybe it'll be a bit later. But early November is currently the target date. So we will introduce a free membership, and that membership will have about 90% of the functionality of our current paid basic membership. So it's not just a light version, but it's really becoming the new basic membership that most of our users will have. And the goal is to drive member growth, get new members into the community, create an easy entry point into a small world. And so we can drive our membership base. And with that, also generate demand for our other services, travel, events, and everything that we have to make money with a small world. But also, we want to still sell memberships. So we create clear upgrade paths to paid memberships. The premium membership is the one that is priced at the same level as the current paid membership that offers a bit more functionality. And we hope that we can upgrade many members to that membership. So we still generate membership income. And obviously, our prestige and signature memberships will stay there too. You'll see in the image there is a new membership level called Advantage between the premium and the prestige. This will be a new membership level that we're aiming to introduce shortly after we've introduced the new model, so that in the end, we'll have one free membership and four paid memberships on top, giving us more inventory to sell while we at the same time grow the community and generate demand for our other services. Then, hand in hand with the new membership model and the free membership level that we're introducing, we're also refining our brand. You are familiar with the current the Small World logo, which you can also see at the bottom right of the page. We are moving to a new brand, and you can see what it looks like in terms of logo here on this slide. The goal is that we position as all a Small World more strongly as a luxury travel brand. Like I said, the logo is one part, but it will also be reflected in the way we talk about ourselves. You see, basically, we have a new positioning line with travel, discover, belong. Also, the way we speak about a Small World, we want to make it the ultimate online destination for the luxury traveler, where they can find inspiration, book amazing journeys, and connect with fellow members. So it's really a clearer positioning in the luxury travel space with a new look and feel across the page and the app. We will introduce it at the same time as we introduce the new membership model, so they really go hand in hand, with the landing page definitely being in the new style already, and the rest of our services, a couple of our websites and the app following at a later point in time. In order to not delay the new membership model launch, but already have the new logo in place, at least on our shop front, and then follow through over the next few weeks with everything else, with emails and all the pages and the apps. So like I said, the goal is to be present the Small World as a more mature brand, more luxury travel, and make it consistent with what we have evolved into, which is already a luxury positioning in travel. Then initiative number three is to build scale in travel. Here we have the figures or a graphical representation of the stays that the Small World Collection, our online hotel booking platform, is generating by half year. We've seen a 29% increase in stays compared to the first half of 2023, sort of represented here on the chart graphically. Stays means travel that have taken place, or hotel stays that have taken place in these first 6 months. So as compared to bookings, which might take place at a future stage. So this is really trips that have happened and commission that we were able to bank. And then at the same time, bookings were up 34% versus the first 6 months of last year. And we've seen strong growth across the board from all different sources. What has grown quite strongly is bookings from non-members, so people who are weren't yet Smallworld members and have joined specifically to book hotels with us, which highlights the potential for our new membership model, bringing more people into a small world and sort of bringing them into a sphere of influence and selling them hotels. And it also allows us to market, or it's encouraging for our marketing efforts to non-members, which we are currently ramping up as well. So this looks all very promising from a demand point of view and from a marketing point of view. And at the same time, we're also improving the offering. So we have added about 120 hotels during the first 6 months. We are currently at about 1,600 hotels that are online at the moment. I mentioned previously that we're aiming for like 2,000 plus hotels, so we're on track to get there. And we also have new hotel brands that want to work with us and that we're bringing into the collection. And the team is now also sufficiently resourced to bring new hotels online on a consistent basis. We also increased the customer experience. It's a more stable environment than it was probably 6 months ago, and we've reduced errors, just making it more pleasant for users to book. Hand in hand with the Small World collection was the a Small World private working away, where they were alongside each other. A Small World collection, the online hotel booking tool, a Small World private. Our offline travel agency business, or traditional travel designer or travel agency setup with interactions with the customer, either over phone, over email, and usually larger bookings, think like multi-hotel trips, flights as well, or cruise bookings, which require an interaction with an agent. We have now changed the name, or updated the name, from a Small World Private to a Small World Bespoke Travel to make it clear what the service does. We felt it's a better name for that service. You see a screenshot here, which was taken from the website thesmallworldbespoke.com, which is our new website for this service. It's already in the new design. It's the first page that has seen the new brand, almost a bit as a test. I mean, you can go and have a look at it. I mean, it's the same styling that we will probably apply to the rest of the community pages, also reflecting this luxurious style and refined and more mature style. At the same time, it's not just a name change and the new website. We've also hired two new key individuals who will are tasked to create a large team of travel agents for us. So the idea is that we will hopefully have two to three, maybe even four or five new people on the team by the end of the year, really growing this part of the business as well. We are currently upgrading our system in the way we handle these offline travel bookings to be state of the art and probably even ahead of our competitors. And the goal really is to have two strong travel components, the online business and this offline business with a Small World Bespoke Travel, and that they operate in a symbiotic relationship with each other, giving us overall more scale in travel, and with that also better commission. Usually you get better commissions from your suppliers if you have more scale, so it will also profit the Small World collection and not just this business. So we overall should become more profitable and also leverage the fixed cost that we have from the collection to just have all these supplier relationships and be set up with all our partners. So overall, have a stronger, bigger travel setup and make more money of the combined setup between the collection and Small World Private, especially also as services will become more important as we scale up our membership base with the new membership model. For completeness, I thought it's probably also worth mentioning again that we had added a company called JetBeds.com at the end of last year. I mean, if you were part of the update for the full year results for 2023, you will have heard this already, but we have acquired a small company, actually in Germany, called JetBeds, that is an online booking engine to book first and business class flights. So it's in essence a similar tool than our collection, but for flights, allowing flight bookings online across multiple partners, which complements, of course, our travel setup. At the moment, we are continuing to operate it standalone on the jetbeds.com website, but we have also started to develop an innovative tool already, a booking tool, which goes beyond what other partners are offering, which will be first brought to our first class and more offering. And the idea is to create more demand for their memberships by really giving these customers that love to travel and love to find the right flights, a cool way to find their flights that others can't offer. Hasn't been launched yet, but we're in the middle of developing it. So hopefully it will come during the second half of the year. And also at the later stage, we're planning to integrate the service into the smaller website and app. So to complement our hotel bookings with flight bookings. But since we have quite a bit of a backlog on tech project for a small world, this will probably just come at a later stage. So there's no date set for the integration into small world yet. But also obviously another puzzle piece to complete our travel offering and build scale in travel. Initiative number four is to create or expand, well, to create new products and expand our product range. We obviously want to make sure we have as many products as possible to sell. I mean, part of it is already what I mentioned earlier with the new membership model, where we're introducing new membership levels, which should also allow us to create more sales through that. One other part is to actually offer new options to our Prestige and Signature memberships. You will be aware that we currently offer Miles from Miles and More, Emirates and Etihad. So we basically have three options for our memberships, but we want to expand that to more options. One test run that we did as a one-off was to offer Discovery Dollars. So that's the loyalty currency of GHA Discovery, the hotel platform that we also invested in. The way we offered this one-off deal, there was actually, to be transparent, bit of a limited demand for this offering, but we had discussed it and we can probably make it more attractive and bring it back on a more permanent basis during the second half of the year. So that will probably become a fourth option next to the miles that we're already offering. And we have also been in conversations with other miles partners, other miles programs to potentially offer new miles packages with from other partners. We're still on discussions, but I'm quite confident that we get at least one more partner during the second half of the year, which will allow us to expand our product range for Prestige and Signature, then in sum from three options to five options during the second half of the year. We've also launched a new company in travel, the Solo Cruise Company. You see a screenshot here and also the link to the website. This new offering taps into the growing market for solo travel. Specifically, it's offering luxury cruises for senior women who would like to go on a cruise but are kind of like intimidated to go on their own. So the main product that we're offering here are called fully hosted journeys, which again are designed for female travelers age 55 plus, and they come with a dedicated host from the Solo Cruise Company, not just from a cruise company, but actually from the Solo Cruise Company. So there will be a couple of different departure dates during the year where we are offering these trips. And in general, what it is, it's a new marketing approach. So it has its own website, has its own offering with a very clear target group. So in that sense, it's a new go-to-market strategy for us, but it fully leverages our existing travel setup. So the booking process is no different in the end from what we're already offering with the small world bespoke travel. It's just another way to generate demand for this specific product. And we decided to launch this and try this. And we had very good feedback from other travel agencies. We're even featured as an innovative travel company in a travel conference recently that we attended. So it's been seen, and hopefully will also create more demand. But it's just been launched, and probably we'll see next year how much we're selling for the cruise season 2025. And moving on to the final initiative, which is debt reduction. So just to recap quickly, we have already embarked on this journey to reduce our debt in 2023, where we reduced our debt by 54% during the year. So we started the year with an outstanding debt balance of 9.1 million Swiss francs. And during the year, 4.9 million of that were actually repaid, so that we ended last year with an outstanding debt balance of 4.2 million. And during the first 6 months of this year, we reduced our debt by an additional million. And we did that by repaying our entire COVID-19 loan to the Swiss government. So we did that earlier than it was actually required. And we reduced our bank loan, which we have open, which actually came from the financing for the acquisition of our stake in the Global Hotel Alliance, which is also the last outstanding debt position on our books right now. So these were the two payments we made. And that means if we look at the last 18 months combined, during that period, we reduced our debt actually by 65%, 5.9 million, from 9.1 to 3.2 million. And I believe this is a very significant amount of money. And obviously, that strengthens our balance sheet quite a bit in terms of our equity ratio. And at the same time, it also reduced our interest costs by roughly about 200,000 Swiss francs per year. Which obviously is a cost that we then don't have to carry in our P&L every year. So we're obviously happy with where we are. I think this is a very healthy position to be in. We are also planning to reduce our debt further by reducing at least 400,000 of this outstanding bank loan over the next 3 years. We also have this agreement with the bank that we would do that anyway, getting down to 2 million. So that means over the next 3 years, we'll probably reduce by another 1.2 million to 2 million in total then. But I believe debt has now become to levels that are very manageable and we feel very comfortable with. Good. So that was a quick overview of the key initiatives. The next section is a very quick overview over our two business segments. So first of all, the subscriptions business on page 20. Revenue for this part of the business has been increasing by 2.6% to 7.7 million. EBITDA has gone down quite a bit. You see it in there from 650,000 to about 340,000 Swiss francs. And margins have sort of gone down to a similar amount. So what's going on like under the hood under these numbers? So I mentioned earlier that demand for Prestige and Signature memberships on the Small World side has continued to grow. So we're happy with that part. Even though we get slightly lower margins, we had to be a bit more competitive because of Miles & More has its own Bundle & Go Miles product. So that impacts our margins slightly. The basic memberships have experienced slightly weaker demand on the Small World side, but also on First Class and More. So that's something that we need to address. But with the new membership model, we also didn't want to push the marketing too much before we introduce it. And then all the costs for the investment into the membership model are obviously attributed to this business segment. So that's also impacting our EBITDA numbers. And but staff costs and so on manageable with a 2% increase, but also impacted the numbers. On the other side, the services business has also grown by about 2% for strong demand for travel and also to a lesser extent for events. We've seen that the Small World Collection, as we said, increased by 29% in their bookings. The Small World Private or now Small World Bespoke Travel bookings were up as well. What wasn't very strong during this period is the demand for First Class and More's flight upgrade services, which we sort of working on to get back. But then also we had a net effect, positive effect from the legal dispute with Mag of Life in Dubai, where we are expecting a positive outcome for our legal court case, which sort of contributed positively to these results as well in the service business. That was the business segment view. If we go into the overall consolidated financials, page 23, the income statement, we mentioned most of these points already. Sales up by 2%. Other operating expenses are a bit higher, so they were also due to the legal costs that we had with the Mark of Life case. So that was the reason for the increase there. But direct expenses only up 3%, personal expenses only up 2%, so that's okay. You see the R&D expenses going up a bit more. That's like due to activation for the membership model. That's a smaller part of the cost there. On the financial income side, that has been going up quite a bit. So it's mainly dividend payments from Global Hotel Alliance and the reduction in interest payments, which all contributed positively. And then on the negative side, our income taxes are a bit higher because of the introduction of a federal corporate tax in the UAE, where our first class and more business is based, which is now sort of starting to we see the effect as in higher taxes. But overall, the net result is up by 2%. Moving on to the balance sheet. So we've seen actually fairly steady balance sheet here during this period. So a bit of an increase in the current assets, but it's been offset by decrease in the non-current assets. Cash position went from 3 to 2 million, but we also repaid 1 million in debt, right? Receivables from services are high, as you will see. This is due to the fact that we had some bigger invoices actually in June, which haven't which were open at the time when we closed the books. And then we have prepayments and accrued income, which also increased due to outstanding dividend payments and also a legal dispute with Mag of Life, as I mentioned earlier, which is feeding into that position. Financial assets, you see that they have gone down. This is the point, I think I mentioned it in the full year results for 23. We had investment, we had made a strategic investment into a luxury hotel fund about a year, a bit more or a bit less than a year ago, trying to get more business for Small World Hospitality. The plans around that fund had changed though, and basically the fund was dissolved early this year. So, which means that our investment into this fund has been paid back. And so we converted 1.2 million back into cash from that fund. So it's no longer on their books. Page 25, looking at the liabilities first. So they decreased by 1 million. It's always a bit trickier to see with short-term and long-term financial liabilities. But so basically what I said, the 3.2 million that we have in our books, or is the remaining that we have in our books, is basically the 400,000 of short-term financial liabilities. It's the first line here in this chart, and then the long-term financial liabilities of 2.8 million combined give you the 3.2 million, which we still have in our books. And you see that that has been obviously both positions have been reduced from last year. Payables, good of services, still also a bit up because we also had a open invoice for one of our suppliers for the Miles side, which was higher. And then the equity is probably also worth mentioning. Our equity increased by 0.7 million due to the positive net result and the, I would say, generally improving financial position. So we see an increase in our net assets or in our equity. And then looking at the cash flow statement, starting with the operating cash flow on page 26, we see that this is a negative number. It was 628,000 minus for the first half of this year. This is primarily due to a very high increase in receivables that I mentioned earlier, which came from big invoices in June. You see there in what is that, the fifth line, change in receivables from services, which is 1.8 million down Obviously, if we would have settled, this position would have been in positive territory. So we're not worried about that. I don't think it shows that we are not generating cash. It's just because the invoices haven't been paid for this part of the business. And by the end of the year, I mean, this should even out. Then we had other non-cash items increasing. Again, that is the income tax in the UAE, and then prepayments and accrued income is the provisions from the Mark of Life legal dispute, which we're expecting 700,000 to come in. And overall, that is bringing the cash flow from investing activities to a positive territory. Also, there with the divestment of the luxury hotel fund of 1.2 million, where the money came in from the divestment of that fund. So, after the operating cash flow and the cash flow from investing activities, a quick look at the cash flow from financing activities. So here, this is one is an outflow and reflects what I mentioned earlier, that we have been repaying our debt to the extent of 1 million, so which you can see here quite transparently. And then if you look at the change in net cash, we decreased our cash position by roughly 1.1 million over the first 6 months of the year, sort of basically reflecting these payments that we made to reduce our debt. Then for the last part of the formal presentation, looking quickly at the full year, or the outlook for the second half of the year, we expect the demand for our Prestige and Signature memberships to stay high for the second half. Also, our travel businesses, we hope that they will grow further during the same period. What is obviously a big milestone is the go live of the new membership model for early November, as we discussed earlier, and the brand refinement that will go hand in hand, which is expected for the same period. So that will be completing our business model transformation, and hopefully will set us up for a sustainable long-term growth with the Small World community. And at the same time, clearly this needs more investments for this business model change, also marketing costs. And we have to have a couple more hires in the team, especially on the marketing side. And these will all impact the cost of the second half of the year as well. I mean, you had some impact in the first half, but the second half will be impacted more. And so looking at the guidance for the year, we're keeping the guidance where it was. So net sales, we're still expecting go up to somewhere about 23 to 25 million. Members, we're expecting to come in between 73 and 74,000 members. And EBITDA, we're expecting to be somewhere between 1 and 1.2 million. We were probably a bit more on the conservative side there with having 900,000 EBITDA already banked for the first half of the year. But we know there are a few investments coming there, so we'd rather be conservative there and keep the guidance where it is for the full year for now. And with that, I will conclude my part of the presentation, and open up to questions for the Q&A section. If you would like to ask any questions, I think you have the ability to raise your hand, if I'm not mistaken. And if you do so, I will then sort of unmute you, and you can ask your question. So if you do have any questions, please feel free to raise the hand. And when I see that you raised the hand, I will unmute you, and we can talk about any questions you may have. All right. Seems to work. I will actually start with Henry. Henry, you should be able to speak right now, and we should be able to hear you.
Yes, do you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
Perfect. So yeah, hi Jan, congrats first of all to the results. I see you're making progress on your business model change, and this is probably the topic we need to talk about today a little bit more. First of all, so just to recap, so I got this straight. The strategic rationale going forward is now increase the number of members on the eSmart World community, and after they subscribe to the community, then the plan continues to be upselling and cross-selling to all the services you provide, and also if they like the subscription offerings you're offering. So, and then going forward, if this works out the way it is, then the services segment, which is much more profitable right now, should also continue to develop operating leverage and boost the profitability in, say, 2025, 2026, and so on. So that's more or less the summary of the earnings call right now, right?
Yes, I mean you summarized it nicely. So the logic is to have a bigger community because it's easier to join, right? If you can join for free, you're probably more likely to join. People are more likely to invite others. So the obviously the effect of the free membership tier should be a growth in our community, and that will allow us at the same time. Well, I mean it could result in a dip as well, right? I mean, we know that some people who are currently paying for the membership might go to the free membership. That is a risk, but at the same time, I think through the growth, the idea is that we still upsell everyone to a membership. So we will still offer the 100 Swiss francs membership. We'll also introduce this new level just above it, probably for 300 or 400. So we hope that we actually can maintain our subscription income from this group, but at the same time, with having more members in our community, as you pointed out, to sell them more services. I mean, when we say services, primarily mean travel, but also monetize them through events to a certain point. We'll probably price events at a higher price point for free members compared to paying members. So that would allow us to still make some money even on free members through events, and then it should allow us to tap into new income streams or revenue streams that we currently could only tap into in a limited basis. So, for example, we've run a pilot with a credit card company or with Amex here in Switzerland, offering it to our members. And we would get a sales commission for every every customer that would sort of sign up and create a new credit card. And that was a pilot to see if we can monetize our member base with third-party products as well. Having said that, that obviously makes a lot more sense if you have a larger member base. So, but it would allow us to run these kinds of promotions with our partners in different geographies, even in geographies where we currently a bit subscale today, so that opens up a new revenue stream. And also the goal is to think a bit further, is to with our repositioning of a small world, a clearer the luxury travel community, to go to our partners. I mean, our travel partners, the hotel companies, the cruise companies, and say, hey guys, don't you want to promote your new products, let's say a new cruise ship from one of our partners, to an audience of, let's say, 200, 300,000 people interested in luxury travel, and basically use our eyeballs also to monetize it for very targeted campaigns in luxury travel with our partners. I'm not saying advertising in the sense that Meta does it, right? Where you have some sort of advertising for everyone, but really in our travel space, leverage our position that we will hopefully can grow into becoming the online place for luxury travel in the online world, and then also monetize that position with our partners. So that's the goal for the monetization for the new membership model, and then the logic behind it.
All right, and for the I think I know we talked about this before, but for the free membership, I mean, you still have to, at the end of the day, be a little more scarce, or like you cannot allow everybody to join, right? So a small world needs to be some kind of exclusive. And then I think about like an app that my younger brother, for example, is fond of, the Raya. You probably heard about this. Is this like competition for you? And so there are two questions in one right now, but they're both heading towards the same direction.
Yeah, Maybe on exclusivity first. It's a point that we discussed quite a bit. Having said that, I think exclusivity doesn't necessarily come from a point where you make it really hard for people to join. So I think we also been a bit standing in our way a little bit to make it too hard for people to join, and I think we wanted to come away from that. So we will make it easier for people to join with this new model. Having said that, the appeal of, let's say, exclusivity, or let's say prestige, or a cool place to be, should come from what we do and what we stand for and what we offer. This is also why we wanted to do the new membership model hand in hand with the brand refinement and the clear position of ourselves as a luxury travel community. So, because if you stand for a topic very clearly, which will be luxury travel going forward, then you will have a self-selection process of people that are only joining if they are really interested in this topic. I mean, it's a bit it's not a perfect example, but if you have a Rolls-Royce or Bentley club, they don't necessarily make it hard for people to join, but you're really not going to join if it's not a topic that interests you. So this is sort of the logic that we wanted to apply. So we make it we stand more clearly for luxury travel, but we let people join more easily. But obviously, I mean, do it in a way where we say there's a self-selection process of the people that are joining. And at the same time, we've also quite extensively discussed privacy concerns, but also concerns of members potentially not behaving when they join the community. So we will be fairly strict with monitoring activity, kicking people out, and making sure we have the right people on the platform. So we're not trying to become a Twitter free speech platform where every sort of behavior is tolerated. We will still be a highly monitored and curated platform where we just not gonna put up with people that don't live up to our expectations, and we will quite frankly just terminate these accounts, and keeping it safe for our members and creating an environment that is a bit more protected and upmarket in line with our brand. And sorry, that's the exclusivity point. And Raya, I guess I kind of answered it a little bit already. So Raya has a different approach. They make it really hard to join, right? And they say, well, you can only join if you fit our profile, not entirely saying what it is and making it highly arbitrary, who can join. So we're not going to do that. I think you can just join the A Small World in the Future, and that will be okay for us. And we're assuming that the people that join are good people, and if it turns out to be otherwise, we kick them out quite quickly. And so that's the different entry model. And Raya, of course, being very focused on dating, which is obviously something that happens on A Small World too, but it's not necessarily a focus, and we're trying to shift the focus away from dating more and more, and having it sort of on people connecting when they travel, people connecting for insights into other destinations. Have somebody when they travel to destination reach out to members in that destination, either to meet up or for local knowledge or so on, that the interactions are a lot more focused on that. But we will, compared to Raya, where I said it's be very focused on dating, we will remain a sort of a multi-purpose platform in the sense that people can connect for all sorts of reasons, but we just want to make sure we have a group of people that all share the same interest in traveling the world and getting to know the world, and that creates a shared connection among our members.
Cool. Yeah, thanks. That puts much more color on what you said before. And so, yeah, to sum it up, you stay, yeah, just like you said in the last sentence, you will stay like a broad platform, but you are going forward, you will expand to the niche of luxury travel.
Correct.
Cool. And yeah, regarding operating cash flow, I saw you tied up some cash in receivables. Have this already been reversed, so we can expect a positive operating cash flow for the second half of the year? Like, so this is just like a seasonality, not wise timing from the receivables to be tied up in the end of June, right?
Yes, p parts of it and parts of it are still open, but yes, by the end of the year, I expect it to be evened out. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Good. Thank you very much, Henry. Good. I think Yi, you also had a question. He should be unmuted now as well. Yi? Yi, in case you're speaking, I think you're unmuted, but we can't hear you.
Maybe I am still on loud, so you need to mute me first.
Yeah, let me try that. You try one more time. Yi, can you hear us, or can you speak, and can we hear you? I can see you raising the hand, but and you should be. Unmuted. Strange. It looks like it's not working on your side, E. Any other questions or anyone else with any comments? I mean, can use the raise your hand icon to make yourself noticed, and I would then unmute you. Right. Try E one more time. See if it works now. No. Seems like it's not working. Okay. Well, in this case, because there was nobody else that raised a hand, I will probably try to reach out to Yi afterwards. I apologize for everyone else who can't hear. Probably really a good question. But then I would close the update here. And like I said, it's been a good first 6 months for us. So we're happy with where we are. And we are very excited, obviously, about the imminent membership model change and the brand refinement, which is will take place hopefully early November. It is a big change for the membership model of a small world, right? Moving from an only paid service to a free service. Having said that, we believe that even if it might temporarily reduce subscription income, it will make a small world a bigger community, a more important community in the luxury travel space, which will drive value for the shareholders in the long term. I think it will be a model that is sustainable over a long period of time, and I'm very excited about this. So we've been planning this for a long time, and we will keep you updated how it goes. I would assume in half a year, when we have the update for the full year, we can share some learnings already. But obviously, you will also see it will use our marketing channels, and we keep you updated through the investor updates. So in case you haven't been you're not signed up for these ones so far, I would ask you to do that on the Small World AG website. So thank you very much for joining this afternoon. I wish you a nice rest of your day, and thank you for your continued interest in A Small World. Bye.